Parshas Kisavi begins with V'hoya. V'hoya Kisavi l'aretz. V'hoya is Loshon Simcha. Not to be confused with Kiseitze, a previous parasha, the Mochama, that is a Loshon of Tsar. V'hoya Kisavi l'aretz is a Simcha commentary to Yisrael. Now the Mepharshim say, and we all hold this, the Halacha, that although in the Torah, not necessarily does one parasha have a connection to the next parasha, ein smuchim, we don't darshan smuchim, we don't darshan the fact that one is next to the other as a halachic basis, in Devarim, which is a drasha of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was clearly organized in a way that one parasha is supposed to follow on for another parasha. In other words, the chula alma darshan smuchim, when it comes to Devarim, everyone darshans that the connection between one parasha and the other is not by accident, or it's not by Gezeres HaKosov, by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It is done in a way to learn a continuation, to learn one thing from the other. Like we saw in last week's parasha, a person marries somebody he shouldn't marry, they has a ben soyo moyo, and he hates her. So to this week's parasha, for Hoyo Kisavod Oretz, coming to Eretz Yisrael, comes directly after the end of last week's parasha that talks about destroying Amalek. So Choyer Esa Asher Osolucha Amalek, look at what Amalek did to you when he left Mitzrayim. Asher Korcha Baderech, that attacked you along the way, etc. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'hoyo V'aniach Hashem Lachol B'kol Evechem Esovi Ba'oretz. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets rid of all the other enemies around the land, Asher Hashem Lekecha Noisun Lachol L'Rishto, he'll give to you as a Yerusha. Timche Zeicha Amalek, destroy Zeicha Amalek V'tach Ma'alei Tishkoch. In other words, there's a connection between Amalek and coming to Eretz Yisrael. What's the connection? The connection is, the Gemara says, that there are three mitzvahs, Nitztavu Yisrael, B'knisos on the Oretz. So three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael were commanded as it came into Eretz Yisrael. In other words, there are certain mitzvahs that are relevant to applying when you come to Eretz Yisrael. In other words, they were commanded before you came into Eretz Yisrael, and they're relevant later. And there are certain mitzvahs that the mitzvahs take place when he came to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going into exactly the differences now. But Gimel mitzvahs in Stavros hold B'knisos L'Oretz. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, you commanded immediately to do three different things. Number one, Limno Yislachem Melech, to choose for yourself a king. Lahachris Zarish on Amalek, to destroy the offspring of Amalek. And Livno Yis Beis HaBechira, and to build for yourself a Beis HaMikdosh. Now, obviously, one can understand that making a king is Jewish survival. Jewish survival is making a king leadership, clear direction, is paramount to stability in a country. Building a Beis HaMikdosh is a focus of Klal Yisrael, a focus of the Jewish nation, of their spiritual being, is also paramount to survive in the land. But apparently, also as well, destroying Amalek, to get rid of the racist goyim Amalek, to get rid of this bad influence of Amalek, is also very vital in our survival. In other words, we see from here that Amalek and living in Eretz Yisrael, striving in Eretz Yisrael, building in Eretz Yisrael, is a steer, is a contradiction. And therefore, the only way to allow us to thrive here and to grow, both in Ruchnius and Gashmius, is only done by destroying Amalek, by getting rid of them. And you can see by Amalek themselves. Amalek themselves knew this. It says that in Parshas Beshalach, they went and told Melech Mitzrayim ki Baruch Ha'om. Who went to tell Melech Mitzrayim Baruch Ha'om? So it's brought down, they went to tell Baruch Ha'om was Amalek. Amalek went along and told Pari, Klal Yisrael ran away. So he hoped the dirty work would be done through a third party. When that never worked, Vayovei Amalek. Amalek came to make war themselves. And later on as well, during Jewish history, we find that at the end of Golos Bovel, when Klal Yisrael about to go back to Eretz Yisrael, Haman HaRosho, the Tsar of Amalek, came along and tried to destroy Klal Yisrael. And therefore we see there's a very strong connection between our survival and growth and building the land of Eretz Yisrael with the opposite of the paradigm example of Reishis Goyim Amalek, the influence and the strong power that Amalek have of being able to minimize the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael by making fun of Klal Yisrael, and the way of pulling down the Jewish survival is very, very interconnected. So let's see in this week's parasha the way we're supposed to be dealing with the forces that that the Akum, the Umos HaOlam have over Klal Yisrael in their growth, how he's supposed to be dealing with the attack, how he's supposed to be surviving that, and how he's supposed to be focusing, that although we have this, how he's supposed to be behaving. In Pasuk Chof Ches, Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, based on V'hoyem Shmei Tishva V'kol Hashem Alekecho, this is a parasha dealing with Klal Yisrael behaving and following a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lishmoy last is called Mitzvah, so it's a Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Aleph begins, talking about Klal Yisrael listening to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lishmoy last is called Mitzvah, listening to all the commands. Ashanoichi Mitzavacho Hayoim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded, Unasoncho Hashem Lekecha Elyoin Al Kol Goyah Ha'aretz, that Kodesh Baruch Hu make you superior over all the nations of the land. And all the brachos will come to you, and they'll reach you, and Baruch Atah Be'ir, Baruch Atah Be'sodeh, talking about Klal Yisrael in the ideal situation. And the Pasuk carries on, and the Pasuk says, Yitain Hashem es ivecha komim alecho, those enemies that stand up against you, nigofim lefanecho, will be dissipated from in front of you. How do you explain nigofim?
Which
Pasuk? Per chof ches Pasuk Yitzayin. We smitten. Right there, Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Zayin.
Oh, you, Zayin.
Perek Chof Ches,
Zayin.
Pasuk Zayin. Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Zayin. Yeah. It's a Vecha Kol Melech and Negof Melech be smitten. Yeah, before thee. Okay. So here we have Klal Yisrael doing Ratzon Hashem, following in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments in perfection. Kol HaMitzvos, everything, and their enemies of the Klal Yisrael are going to be smitten. Asks Rav Shimon Schwab, Klal Yisrael are doing Ratzon Hashem. Klal Yisrael are doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. Why is it, if that's the case, that we're going to have enemies? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make it such that Klal Yisrael should be respected, Klal Yisrael should be appreciated, and nobody should hate us. Why is it that we're doing everything so wonderful, following exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, and we have enemies, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will smite them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy them in front of us? Why is that a phenomenon? Why should we even have enemies? Explains with Shimon Schwab, Sinai is the same shoresh as sinner. When Klal Yisrael got the Torah, we have sinner. In other words, there is a natural phenomenon within the world for opposites to hate each other, for good to hate evil, for evil to hate good, for Tumah to hate Tahara, for Kedusha to have those that are Tomei to fight it. That is the Mahus, that is a natural Teva Ha'olam. And he says, if that's the case, and Sheker hates Emes, he says the fact that Klal Yisrael do Ratzon Hashem is not going to push away the enemies. On the contrary, it's going to attract the sinner. It's going to attract the hatred of the goy in such an extent that they're going to hate us even more. And they're going to hate us to the extent that the clearer the emes that we have, the clearer the sheker fights it. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, don't think everything's going to be fantastic and you're going to be loved. No, you're going to have the enemies. And you're going to have tremendous enemies, but Kodesh Baruch Hu will smite them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us overcome them. That is the unbelievable depth of the sinner that Amalek has of Klal Yisrael. It's not the sinner of Klal Yisrael doing the wrong thing, it's Klal Yisrael doing the right thing. Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'sporuchu b'chol kol goyah ha'aretz. Yeah, everyone will bless you, everyone will appreciate you, everyone will be in awe of your wonderment, will be in awe of your character, and still I will curse all those who curse you. Why should Avraham Avinu be cursed? Because that is human nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created within the Teva Ha'olam for Sheker to hate Emes, for Tumah to hate Tahara. Within the Teva Ha'olam, the more Tahor we are, the more Kodosh we are, the more we're going to be hated. It doesn't mean we're going to be attacked more. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow us to be injured more. Chalila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect us. But that is the Teva Ha'olam. Amalek hates Klal Yisrael. When is the biggest showdown that we Hopefully we have seen, but apparently we haven't. When's the biggest showdown of when the Goyim are going to come along and try and destroy Klal Yisrael? Mechemes Goyim Magog. Mechemes Goyim Magog is a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is apparently very close to Klal Yisrael. It's a time of Shem Hashem Nikra Al Amo Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his name is Mamush. We can see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has loved Klal Yisrael and is connected with Klal Yisrael. And in that time, we're going to have the biggest fight, Goyim Magog. That is a fight of Emes against Sheker. That is the koyach that we have in Klal Yisrael, that we attract the hatred because there's a very deeply rooted sinner of the sheker against the emes. That is a molech against Klal Yisrael. And we see further than that. It's the hatred that the Ummah Yisraelim have in Klal Yisrael is supernatural. It is beyond explanation. You know, one has all different ways of understanding anti-Semitism. But it's incredible, the United Nations have made, apparently, more motions against Israel than any other country in the world in total. Israel, a tiny little nothing in the middle of the world, have had more motions against it than all the other countries together, combined.
With a far better human rights record than most of them.
And we have a far better human rights record. I don't know. Look what's going on in Africa, and look what's going on in Arab nations, and and we are the ones that United Nations again and again and again speak out against. Why is it? Where does this come from? What are we doing to them? Why are we antagonizing them so much? The terrorists is, as we see later on, we see that there's a certain inexplicable. You cannot explain it. You cannot explain it within the Teva Ha'ilam, but that is the way it is. It's a sinner of Sheker against Emes. And we see to such an extent that it's even counterintuitive, it's totally irrational that they should even hate us in a way. Let's see later on, we've seen in the parasha, Klashal misbehaving, Rechman Litzlan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them that they're going to get one curse after the other. You get all different curses to such an extent that Klal Yisrael gets sold to slavery.
Where is this? Sorry.
Yeah, if you look in Perik Chof Ches, Posek Samaches, Veishimcha Hashem Mitzrayim Be'onioiz Derech Hashem Matiloch Lo Yaseisif, we'll go back to Mitzrayim, Veishmachartem Shom Leivechel, and you'll be sold there on a slave market to your enemies, La'avodim Ulishvachos, as maid servants and as servants, Ve'ein Kaina, nobody will buy you. Ask Sam Sofer, a friend enjoys the success of his friend. An enemy relishes and enjoys the failure of his enemy, of his foe. Here, Klal Yisrael are being sold on the slave market. The Goyim, one would expect, should buy them. Just for the idea of taking a Klal Yisrael and able to subjugate them to work, to be able to abuse them in order to make them do things that they wouldn't make anyone else do. Take them, buy them, and abuse them. Why is it possible so over here? You'll be sold in the slave market. Ve'ein koine, and nobody wants to buy you. Furthermore, the Medrash says, Ve'ein koine, says Medrash, Ve'ein mi shekono divrei Torah kamoichem. There's nobody who is koine Torah. There's nobody who has acquired Torah like you. Very difficult to understand. Here we're talking about Klal Yisrael, who are not following in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. We're talking about the time of getting a klalus. So what does the Medrash mean when it says, because nobody acquires Torah like you? Says the Ksav Sofer, that although it would make sense for the Goyim to want to buy Klal Yisrael as slaves, and to make them suffer, and to be able to really beat them, and to hurt them, and to torture them, the Goyim won't want to buy you. Why not? Because within us, even if we're not each actually keeping the Torah, deep down there's a hatred that we receive the Torah and we are an am nifcho. And that is so antagonizing, that's so irritating to the goyim, that although they can make us suffer by buying us, they don't want to have us around. They don't want us to be around, even if not even keeping all the Torah. Just by having the Jew around the corner is so irritating, it's so annoying, that even if they can make us suffer, they don't want to see us. They want to keep us away. That is, that's what the Medrash means. There's nobody has got Torah like you. The Torah antagonizes a goyim. The Rambam writes a beautiful letter in Igeres Tamon. In Yemen, the Jews were going through incredible suffering by the Arabs in the time of the Rambam. And he wrote a beautiful letter to them. And he writes inside there that he explains anti-Semitism as nothing that we can, by ourselves, fight. There's nothing that we can do in order to get around anti-Semitism other than following the mitzvahs. He says the hatred, the sinner, of a nosan non toiras emes, the chaya oilam not to beschena, kol shporuch has made us an am nivcho, even if the goyim don't realize it himself, the muzzle realizes it. Deep down, there's a certain ruchnius there that's out of the sheker against the emes. There's a jealousy that is so strong that even though they can make us suffer, they prefer not to have us around. That is the depth of what's happening here. The Amy Shekhana Torah, it's a Torah that antagonizes them. It's very interesting if you hear the rambling droshes of Hitler Yimach Shemoy. He says he hates the Pope and the Jew. And many ask, why does he say the Pope and the Rabbi? What's a Pope and the Jew? Right? So he says that there's an element there that he says he hates the church and the Jew. Sorry. That the hatred he has is a hatred of the civilized nations against the church and the Jew. The idea is that church represents religion and the Jew represents religion, even if it's not a Jew who keeps anything. There is a hatred that is so deep that they'll do anything, even if they make us suffer more, they just don't want to see us around. That is the koyach of the hatred that is within us. So one would imagine that the way to get out of this, and the way to somehow minimize anti-Semitism, is by posher assimilating. Being as much like the goyim as possible, becoming like them, not attempting to be different in any way. And in fact, the Pasuk says, in Perek Chof Ches Pasuk Lamed Beis, that is a natural feeling that most people will have. His Pasuk says, in the times where Rachman Litzlan Klaus are not behaving, Bonecho o Bnei Secho Nesunim La'am Acher, your sons and your daughters, the younger generation, Nesunim La'am Acher, will be given over to a different people. In other words, the feeling would be that for them to go over to other people, to join the cultures of the Ummah Yisraelam, that will be something that will minimize anti-Semitism. Ve'necho ro'os, and your eyes, ve'necho, your eyes who have seen the real Torah, have seen real values, ro'os v'kol yisraelim kol hayom, ve'ein l'kel yedecho. There's very little that can be done. Very little that can be done by this falsehood that in some way, the way to minimize anti-Semitism is by mingling and becoming one of them, by assimilation. And it is a real worry. There's a Gemara in Ksubas that says Samach Vobam Beis, Ma'is Abiyuchli Ben Zakai, Shiro River Achas, so one of the princesses of Klal Yisrael, Malakto Yisroirim B'ben Galali HaBehemu Shal Aravim, that she was picking up the animal excretes, it has sometimes undigested grains inside the excrement, and this girl from a very respectable home was picking out the grains that was inside this excrement, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai began to cry. So Svi Hishverba says he began to cry for one reason, that he saw the midah k'neged midah, he saw the measure for measure over here. Klal Yisrael, with all their culture, with all the minhagim, with all their Torah, with all their guidance, with everything they have, go along to the Ummah Yisraelam and they pick out the little pieces of nothing from the feces, from the excrement. That is what we're looking for. And we think by doing so, that is what's going to make us great. And Kodesh Baruch Hu made middah keneged middah, that when the Golos came, that is how the Jews had to survive, to take out physically the grains from the undigested food. This is Rachmanus on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael feel that our survival is based on becoming like the Goyim, and we think by being one of them is going to help us. But nothing is further from the truth. Listen to this. Beautiful, beautiful piece of somebody who went from Slabodka, Svi Hirschfeldberg, went from Slabodka and he ended up in England. Listen to this beautiful, beautiful piece. He says over here, he says, look in Perichov Tess, Posuk Samach Beis. No, sorry, Posuk Samach Dalad. Ve'yfitzcha Hashem ekol ha'amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will scatter you amongst all the nations. Miktzei ha'oretz v'akitzei ha'oretz. From one part of the land to the other. In other words, Godus. Vavadato shom elehim achirim. And you'll serve their strange gods. Ashelo yadato ato v'avisechel. That you and your fathers do not know, have never heard of. Eitzva even. Craziness. Like wooden stone. Okay, so Klal Yisrael are sent into Golus, and they'll start serving Avodah Zarah. Ubegoyim hohem lo sargia, and in those nations, they will not lo sargia, they will not rest there. V'lo yia manoyach, and they'll not be a resting place of kaf raglecho. Le kaf raglecho, for their palms of their feet. So asks Ritzvi Hishfer, but what is this double loshen? They'll not be calm there, and they'll not be there for the palms of their feet. What's that referring to? So he says very, very beautifully, he explains that this. He says, Klal Yisrael are sent into Golus. And they stick out like a sore thumb. They have their own minhagim, they have their own way of dress, that their days of work are different to the Goyim's days of work. And they're afraid that by being so different, by being so apparent, they have a danger of being attacked. They have a danger of being selected as being those people who are a threat to the Goyim. And they believe that the way to get around that would be to serve the same gods. Vatato shom elehim achirim. To serve the same gods. Ashalei dato. That you don't know. In other words, you don't really even have a taiva for those gods. To you, it's eight for heaven. You have no... You have no taiva for it. It's eight for heaven. It's for you. It's wood and stone. For you, it's a joke. But the reason why you do it is in order to be able to, as far as you're concerned, to survive the goddess, right? Actually, that means you don't even want it, but you do it in order to survive. Ubegoyim hahem loisargia, and in those goyim, it will not. Ubegoyim hahem, and amongst the goyim loisargia, things will not be calmer. Don't believe for a moment that by doing so, you will gain anything. You'll gain the trust, or you'll gain the respect of the goyim. Ubegoyim hahem loisargia. What's Peshat? And he explains that this. He explains that the Goyim laughed at us when he came into the foreign cultures looking the way we were. And they laughed at us and they mocked us and we were frightened, we were afraid. So we believed that climbing up the ladder of education, of culture, of music, of poetry, of language, become the doctors, become the lawyers, become the bankers, become... That is going to make the difference. To the extent that we become one of them, we'll marry their wives, not marry their wives, sorry, marry their daughters, and marry their sons, and we'll intermarry, become mamish one of them. He says this, Ubegoyim haheim, even when you serve the same avodah zarah, Ubegoyim haheim leisagia, you'll not be any more comfortable there. Kaf raglecho means the stepping stones where you're climbing up the ladder, the social ladder and the commercial ladder. It will not help you. It will not help you. Nothing will change. You'll still be the hated Jew. And he says that's Peshat over here. He said in Germany he saw with his own eyes. Germany, the intermarriage there was enormous. The Jews were intermarried there. They were part of their culture. They became part of their poetry and their music. And the reform movement in Germany was incredible. The push for assimilation in order to increase Jewish survival, as it were. It didn't help the one least little bit. From that cause, from Germany itself, the Holocaust started. Your social ladder, where you're standing on the social ladder amongst the goyim, is not going to help you. And he explains a beautiful pasuk. He says, "Habet mishmaim or ebein shoyin, look from shemaim and see." Ki hayinu lag v'keles bagoyim. That we were, we say this on Monday and Thursday, we were mocked by the goyim. What's ki hayinu lag v'keles bagoyim? We're mocked by the goyim. Why? Why were we mocked? Because there we were with our beards and our peis and our couples and our clothing and our minhogim. We were mocked by them. So what do we try and do? Nechshavnu. Nechshavnu. We try to become choshuv. We try to become respected by them. We try to become one of them. We join them. And we try to marry into them. We try to marry into the culture. What happened then? Nechshav letzoin katevach yuvol. What's tzoin katevach yuvol? What does that mean? Went to like sheep to the slaughter. If you see a big lorry with sheep going to the slaughter, nobody mentions anything. A few animal rights idiots say something, but that's it. Yeah, it's a perfectly normal thing to slaughter sheep. When Jews were slaughtered, it was a perfectly normal thing to do.
It was not resisting.
The goyim looked at us. The goyim looked at us. It's a normal thing to slaughter Jews. It's perfectly normal thing to, like, you slaughter sheep, you slaughter Jews. It's perfectly normal. When the goyim get really upset, when they stop voicing opinion, when Jews start protecting themselves. How can you protect yourself against people who are firing rockets at you? What right do you have to start killing them? What right do you have to make a self-defense force? Can you believe any country in the world would allow rockets to come from New Jersey into New York, or from Birmingham into London, or from Pretoria into, I don't know where, yeah? And no, you can't protect yourself. This is craziness. Because Jews are supposed to be killed. That's a normal thing. So even the Chavnu, even when you try to make yourself like one of them, it was Katsoina Tevach Yuvel as the most normal thing to go along and kill the Jews. That's how deep the hatred goes. But the hatred sometimes has to be covered up. The hatred has a need in order to look justified. It says at the beginning of the parasha, how did they do this? It says a pasuk. Vaniso v'amarto. This is in Perek Chavov pasuk. Hey, you should make a declaration. You should say pasuk Vav. Vayoreyu oisonu hamitzrim. Vayoreyu oisonu. Please translate. Vayoreyu oisonu hamitzrim.
They did evil to us.
That's a normal pshat. Vayoreyu oisonu hamitzrim. How does he translate it?
Pasuk Vav.
Perek Chavov.
Pasuk
Vav. And the Egyptian dealt with us. But it's not true.
Dealt ill
with us. It's not true. It's not dealt. It should say Vayireyu lanu hamitzrim. They dealt ill to us. Vayireyu oisonu means and they dealt ill to us. They made evil us. What do you mean made evil us? The terrence is that how do you take a nation that are so dedicated to the survival of Mitzrayim, where through Yosef HaTzadik he was the one who saved Mitzrayim and made Mitzrayim to a superpower by bringing in wealth from the whole world in a time of famine. How do you take that nation and want to wipe it out? How do you do that? So you make the Jews as being the conspirers, the traitors of Mitzrayim. What's going to happen? A Muhammad's going to come along and they're going to join our enemies and they're getting more and we have to kill them because otherwise we cannot survive. In other words, take these Jews who are so loyal to Paroi, take these Jews who helped Mitzrayim survive and make a huge PR campaign. Get all the media, the anti-Semitic media, to speak about how Jews, terrible Jews are and how terrible they are to our survival. And if you don't get rid of them, we ourselves are going to be killed. Vayireyu lanu hamitzrim. Vayireyu oisonu hamitzrim. The Mitzrayim made us look bad. They made a terrible anti-Semitic PR campaign which hasn't stopped since then, and the Jews are the ones who are responsible for everything that goes wrong is the Jews. Vareo Yisrael Mitzrim, he brings a beautiful pshat over here, the Sri Yishferber, he says Gol so Yehuda Ma'oini. Yeah, Yehuda was sent to Golus Ma'oini from poverty Umirov Avoida and for much work. Yeah, what's pshat there? He says, Jews will always be blamed for everything. Gol so Yehuda Ma'oini. When it comes to Golus, yeah, Yehuda will be put into Golus Ma'oini. Most Ma'oini, if they're poor. If Jews are poor, Jews are the parasites. Jews are poor, yeah, they're worthless, They're doing nothing to our nation. They're just sucking us dry like leeches. We have to get rid of them. But Gol so Yehudim are only when we're poor. So what happens when we're not poor? And what happens when we build factories? And what happens when we build the commerce? And what happens when we build the nation? Then it's going to be Merov Avodah. Look at them. They're working too much. Yeah, they're building us. They're taking away all our money. Yeah? Who knows? These people, there's a conspiracy of the elders of Zion, of the powers of the world, is going to kill us. That is what's happened. Whether we're poor, whether we're rich, Gol so Yehudim are only Merov Avodah. It's going to be a PR campaign against us. So what do we have to do? We've got to get rid of them. No. Kol hisigur roitfur ben amtsorim. Everyone who chased us, called us between the borders. Let's get rid of the Jews. We want to leave. Want to leave? No, let's kill them. But you want to leave? No. We've got to kill you. We can't let you leave the country. Communism. Close the borders up to Jews. And if you don't like Jews, let them leave. No, we can't let them leave. It totally doesn't make sense, Rabbi Yisai. Because we cannot understand this in a poshut, in a way that the rest of the world runs. Because we are supernatural. We are different. We are more is expected from us. There's so much more to say. But there is a... What do we have to do? What do we have to do in order to make sure that we do survive? Natural ways of assimilation. Natural ways of being, of looking to be part of them and helping them is not going to help us. The parasha, early on in the parasha, the Moshe is Madaik, we start to make this declaration. We had the Bikurim, V'niso v'amarta lefnei Hashem alekecho, Arami oved ovi. Lavan Arami tried to make our father get lost, tried to kill the future of Klal Yisrael, v'yei Mitzrayim and down to Mitzrayim. So Rashi really has a problem. What does Lavan have to do with going down to Mitzrayim? There's many terutzim. Many terutzim. It wasn't for Lavan. There wouldn't be hatred between Yosef and his brothers because he would have married Rachel first, and therefore he wouldn't have gone down to Mitzrayim. All different pshatim. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very nice pshat. He says that Yaakov Avinu would not have dared to go down to Mitzrayim if he had not shown that he's able to survive in the house of Lavan Arami. Yaakov Avinu came out the home of Lavan Arami with all the impurities and with all the anti-moral activities of the immoral activities of Lavan, and he says in Lavan Garati Vitari Mitzvah Shemarati Lelimati Maisavarim, I survived intact fully. And therefore when Yaakov could see that a Jew can survive in a goddess, you can survive in impurity, only then could he have the moral bravery to go down to Mitzrayim to survive in Mitzrayim. We have that, Rabbi Yisai. We do have this koyach. The fact that we are shomer Torah mitzvahs today, after thousands of years of goddess, is not through our assimilation. It's not through the fact that we try to be nechshavnu, become like one of them. It's not because the goyim like us. It's not because they envy us. That they somehow make us in a way that they envy us, and therefore we're very special, and therefore let's protect this species. No, they're out to get us. It's totally... The anti-Semitic campaign has been against us from day one. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that if we do Ratzon Hashem and we really survive within ourselves the Torah mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the goyim fear us. Later on in the parasha, the pasuk says, V'reu kol amei ha'oretz. V'reu kol amei ha'oretz. Ki shem Hashem nikra lecho v'yor memeko. Says the Chassam Sofer, he brings a Gemara in Brachos. What are these Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha? What the Ami Ha'aretz see and they'll have fear from you? So the Gemara says, Eilu Tefillin Shabarosh. They'll see the Tefillin Shabarosh. Yeah? They'll see the Tefillin Shabarosh and they'll fear you. The Ramban, in the Parshas Bo, says, that's referring to that all the Goyim, Shiyokola Ami Makirin Kirak Birchas Hashem Aleihem, that they'll see that Kodesh Baruch Hu has allowed us to survive through all the goddess. And through that, they'll fear us. How is this possible? They'll fear us. So the Chassam Sofer says, it's not a machlekus. It works hand in hand. Having tefillin shabarosh is the most apparent and usual mitzvah we do on a daily basis. Okay, lulav le'esrog is once a week, once a year. Matzahs, yeah, okay, it's part of the diet. A lot of people eat matzahs. But what is the most strange-looking mitzvah we do that goyim can see? Not tefillin shabiyat, because I can hardly see the tefillin shabarosh. We have tefillin on our heads. and we should expect the goyim to laugh at us. No. They'll fear you. They will fear you because if you do the Ratzon Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make supernatural fear amongst the goyim, and they'll value us and they'll fear us because of the mitzvahs we do, not because we're trying to become one of them. That is this parasha. This parasha is the fight between the Sheker and the Emes. The fight between Amalek of last week's parasha, Vayikisovel Oros, our survival and growth in Eretz Yisrael. It's a focus of our ability to survive in this goddess. Even though we have this supernatural hatred against us, that goyim should want to make us suffer, but they don't want to see us around. They won't even buy us as avodim. That intermarriage and integration with the goyim is not going to be that's going to help us. What's going to help us is doing things that connect with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, that allow Kodesh Baruch Hu's guidance and protection to look after us. Nobody else is going to look after us. Strangely enough, though, I just want to finish off with this. There's always been a very interesting shitta amongst many Gedolei Olam to not to antagonize in any way the goyim. In other words, besides obviously behaving in a dignified manner, you know, listen, you can't say, listen, you know, goyim hate us anyway, and therefore what difference does it make if I cut in line at the airport? There I am with my Shreimel, my Beckett chairman, and this, and I cut in line at the airport, or I speak on my phone when the plane's about to take off. Anyway, anti-Semites, what do they... It's not. We have to behave in a dignified manner. We have to behave in a way that we are following Ratzon Hashem fully. And part of Ratzon Hashem is Miskadashim. We have to be making Kiddush Hashem. We have to behave in a way that is expected from us as being ambassadors of Rabbeinu Shleilam. But even more than that, even behaving in a way, there are those shitters who say, listen, the world hates us, nothing we can do about it, and therefore we can do whatever we want. No, it's very interesting. Rav Shach has interesting letters with regard to being careful not to antagonize the goyim around the world and doing things in Eretz Yisrael that is not going to in any way upset the Umos HaOlam unnecessarily. Unnecessarily, that's a word. Unnecessarily. Yeah, we have to be very careful. And he talks about it in one of his letters. And the Hemek Dover, Oznayim L'Torah has in length. He says in this week's parasha we talk about writing the Chol HaTorah Kula, writing the Torah Be'er Hativ. Writing it Be'er Hativ is written down in 70 languages, and you write it in the stone when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. What is the idea behind writing it in 70 languages? What's the idea behind that? And he explains that the 70 languages is for the goyim to come along and to copy it down and to take it back to where they come from. Interesting Loshen. And Loshen is Gemara says in Sota, Shiatiku, Shivoy Seifrehem, the Seifrim should come, Vahetiku, and copy it in different languages. What's the idea behind that? Why should they copy the Torah? What difference does it make? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and offered them the Torah, didn't want it then. Now they hate us so much, they want to follow the Torah. What's the idea behind writing languages that they should do? So he explains that this. He explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have started off the Torah in HaChidesh HaZeh Lochem. The first mitzvah of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have written from the beginning of Shemois. Why did, in Parshas Va'ir actually, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu begin the Torah with Bereishis? So the pasuk begins, and the Torah explains to us one of the first rashis in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu began it to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a right to give Eretz Yisrael to the nation that He loves. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right; He created it; He has a right to give it, and that is why the Torah has a whole Sefer Bereishis to tell us this message, to try in a way to stop the antagonism of the goyim saying that we stole Eretz Yisrael. We haven't stolen it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to the goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered them the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, here's a Torah. What's in it? Le'signoiv, le'sinof, le'sachmoid, all different mitzvahs they said they can't possibly keep. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Klal Yisrael. The goyim could have said, Rebbein Shalom, are Klal Yisrael keeping the Torah now? We could have kept the Torah same as them. They aren't keeping doing a very good job. Give it to us. And therefore we entitled to Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote in 70, well, there's a Tzivah to write in 70 languages. The whole Torah, not just the mitzvahs, the whole Torah, including Bereishis Bara Elokim, the creation of the world, in order to some way take away the sting of anti-Semitism amongst the Jews. Why are Jews entitled to Eretz Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, try and make a good hasbara. Try and make a good PR system to explain them our rights, al pi derech haTorah. Not by standing up and saying, hey, it's all yours, and you know, and having a leftist view that doesn't belong to us. It does belong to us. It was given to us by the Rebbeinu Shleilom. And we are trying to earn our existence here by following in his ways. And it's a biblical right of ours to be here. And therefore, obviously, we have to keep the Torah and follow all the mitzvahs in order to be allowed to live here and to continue to live here. But we have to, as much as we can, take away the sting of we've stolen this land. We have not stolen it. It's given to us by Rabbeinu Shleilam. So there is anti-Semitism. There is anti-Jewish PR. But the best that we can, we have, it seems to be from the Torah, an obligation to somehow explain ourselves in a way that is dignified, in a way that's a derech haTorah, that we have a right to be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a right. And we have to earn our existence by surviving here and remaining here by following the Torah in every single diktuk and every single halach.
Who said at the beginning of the shiur, who said about the three mitzvot?
It's a Gemara.